We are called to faithfully fulfill the responsibilities entrusted to us by God. Are you a good steward of your home? I know for many of us, as moms and entrepreneurs, we can become so overwhelmed by the very place that is called to be full of peace. I want to thank MSB 1805 for her 5-star review entitled, "Such a Great Show." It says, "As an entrepreneur and also a busy mom, I love that all your tips really impact both areas of my life. I work from home, so tips on tidying and decluttering help me with my environment for my business as well. And your business organization tips help me in my personal life as well. Thank you for pouring into all of us." Thank you so much, beloved. What a fantastic review to receive. And I know today's episode is going to bless you as well. For the rest of you, if you haven't yet left an Apple Podcast review, you can leave your 5-star review. So head on over there. For today, let's unpack what it means to be faithful. Hey, hey, Mama. Welcome back to the Treasured Mama Podcast. I'm Corey Messer, a Kingdom Life Coach and Messy Mompreneur. And I want to know if you're like me. Have you ever felt like you've lost yourself in all the things? Or perhaps you just need some encouragement on this messy journey of authentic motherhood? In this space, we love sharing routines, rhythms, and real stories of real moms as we declutter our heads, our hearts, and our homes to discover clarity and confidence. If you're ready to gain clarity on who God designed you to be, create simple systems for a more peaceful household, and connect with other mamas doing the same, this podcast is right up your alley. My prayer is this episode will encourage you. So grab a drink, take a mommy moment, and listen in to today's goodness. Hey, Messy Mama, Coach Corey here. You are probably wondering why I called you a messy mama instead of a treasured mama. And truth be told, digging for treasure is messy. I want to encourage you that motherhood is messy. Marriage is messy. Life is messy. As we go through our days, it's time that we pursue progress instead of perfection. It's time that we are faithful to steward what we have been given now in our homes before we can ever be expected to go out and steward something in addition to that. Although I want to give you permission to embrace the mess and not avoid it, I also want to encourage you to steward what you have well. We are in a season of spring, new beginnings, and you may have heard this term before called spring cleaning. And for many people, this is a seasonal thing where they will go through their home and not just tidy things up, but really deep clean. Dive in, deep clean, get rid of stuff, and reorganize with the things that you actually need. Let's dive a little deeper and unpack this, because as much as we are talking about stewardship, we are also unpacking faithfulness. The Bible tells us that we are called to faithfully fulfill the responsibilities and the tasks that God has entrusted us with. Good stewardship involves demonstrating that we are reliable to do the things we say we will do, to be integrous in showing up, and to persevere as we carry out our God-given roles. Understanding that faithfulness is a key characteristic of a good steward can completely change the way you show up in your household, your home, with your family, and your loved ones. And you may be asking yourself, how do I even begin? I feel as if my house is too big to completely spring clean, or I haven't cleaned certain areas of my house the whole time I've lived here. And I want you to know that it simply begins with a decision. You decide, and then you commit, and you take 1% actions to improve a little bit every single day. And I can tell you a great starting point for this is to simply identify, is your house tidy and you can start with cleaning, or do you first need to spring clean as part of your decluttering, and from there you can get things organized and then clean those spaces. I know for so many moms, we tend to accumulate things over the winter months. Why is that a thing? Let's think about the year from the perspective of a mother. When the kids get out of school in May, we have the summer where we are outside and we're really only coming inside to shower and get ready for bedtime and nap time. That pretty much takes care of May through August. September is getting back into the swing of things with school, and October, November, and December is where all the things come into our house. Because in October, you're starting to get a little bit tired. And at that point, many of you have a lot more candy in your house, because if you celebrate Halloween or not, we cannot deny that that is a time of the year where our children are exposed to many opportunities where they're getting a lot of sweet treats. There are fall festivals, there's Halloween for those that partake in that, and this is a time when we get a lot of little trinkets. We get a lot of little goodies and snacks and wrappers and treats, and that adds to the things in our home, because most moms are not using that time to remove things from the house for every one thing that comes in. So we get through October, and then we're preparing for the holidays. We're preparing for November, where we have Thanksgiving, and we're either hosting a bunch of people or we're going to visit somebody somewhere else. And we usually have leftovers, and we have presents, and we have cards. And immediately when that gets done, we take a deep breath, and then we're decorating for Christmas and purchasing gifts for our kids. And we have other family members that are purchasing gifts for our kids, and we're inside, so we're accumulating the crafts and creative activities to keep our kids busy inside, because it's too cold outside for those that live in the winter. So we have an accumulation of stuff from ourselves and other people without a decluttering or removal of other things, and we're tired from the season, plus all the decorations, plus the mud from the weather, and you can see where we get an overflow of things in our home without an outflow of things to pass on to somebody else. And in order to faithfully steward our home well, it is vitally, critically important to know how to steward that space. And you start by asking the question, what is the experience I want my family to have in our home? If you want your family to be really cozy and comfortable, you may prioritize having blankets and low lighting and a fireplace in your home. If you're somebody who craves simplicity and quiet in that time of the year, then you might have certain spaces set up that reduce distractions, so you can focus on reading a good book or soaking up some awesome music or engaging in deep conversation with your family. It's important to know, what do you prioritize in this season? So you then can assess what will support you in that priority and what is a distraction. And that will help you know, what do I keep in my home? What do I pass on? And what do I store in an organized and orderly capacity? The bigger conversation around this is, as moms, many of us want our children to be focused and organized and friendly and patient. And when we fail to steward our homes well, and we're not faithful with that role, that responsibility that is entrusted to us in the home, we then have a bunch of other tasks that come on our plate as a result. Tasks like managing our overwhelm, apologizing for our frequent outbursts, not getting good sleep, being distracted by all the clutter in your home, having your kids be hypersensitive to extra noise because visually they're overstimulated, never feeling like you have enough space, always feeling like you have too much going on too much of the time. When we sit down and we identify, what do we want the experience to be in our household? We gain the clarity on what will support that, which can inspire and motivate us to get rid of the things that don't support that. And as a result, you will have a family that is more cohesive, that communicates better, that naturally is more patient. You will begin to maximize the space that you have by demonstrating how to be a good steward. And you will pass on skill sets like how to be reliable in taking care of your things, how to be integrous in stewarding them well, how to persevere in reaching the experience that you desire for your family to have, even when it requires work and some sweat equity. If you ever want to be entrusted to steward a bigger thing outside of your home, you first need to demonstrate you will do it well within your home. Recently, I was attending an online event, and it was a multi-million-dollar event. And I was coming at it from the perspective of knowing there would be both Christ-centered people, or they absolutely say that they don't believe in him at all, and or that they partner with the kingdom of darkness. And so for myself, it was an opportunity after I've been developed in my discernment and knew where God was calling me to be exposed to that event and see how the people that God has called into that event that are Christ-centered, how they could impact other people. And the way that they are able to do that and confidently speak about Jesus as being their Lord and their Savior in an environment where the F-bombs were flying and some unholy things were being shared is by knowing how to steward and discern in the moment and do it well and effective with accurate efficiency. And the only way they are able to do that is by practicing, by putting the time in, and doing it with the smaller things they had in the palm of their hand, like taking care of their vehicle, stewarding their home well, cultivating their relationships, purifying their heart by partnering first with their relationship with Jesus. And as a result, they were trusted to walk into that space where some unholy things were happening to be the light for the kingdom of God, because God knew they would be able to steward it well. God knew that they would be a light bearer and a kingdom ambassador representing God well and speaking truth from a position of love because they had practiced that first in the privacy of their own home. And what's so beautiful about this is now it's not only overflowing onto their children and their spouse and their communities, but it is multiplying the ripple into all of these hundreds of thousands of households that were represented at this conference, and the majority of them not being believers. I encourage you, steward what you have in the palm of your hand well. Be faithful with your dwelling place. Show up with those characteristics of a good steward, like reliability, integrity, and perseverance. And as you do that in your home, it will overflow and it will multiply as you are able to steward the bigger things well. But remember, that starts with a firm foundation. Otherwise, you will be moved with the winds and the waves of the world. Instead of being firmly planted on your faith in Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you so much, Lord, for the things that you have entrusted us to steward well. I thank you for giving us your word, God, and showing us how to be faithful with the little so that you can entrust us with the much. And the much primarily being your people, God. We thank you. You are a good, good father. Your character is consistent. And it is my prayer that the beautiful soul listening to this right now, God, that she would align her character with you as she goes out and impacts the world. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hey, Mama, one quick thing before you go. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can pay it forward is to head over to iTunes, Treasured Mama Podcast, and leave a review and subscribe to the channel.